Hear that? It's the sound of you catching up on all the latest and greatest fintech news, trends, and updates thanks to Streetworthy, Yield Street's bi-weekly newsletter. Stay in the know with CEO Milind Mahiri as he takes a closer look at what's happening in the fintech space, then breaks down what each story could mean for investors like you. Give your portfolio the edge it deserves and subscribe to Streetworthy on LinkedIn today.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of News Bites. In this episode, we will take a look at the waves credit financial startup Tomo Credit are making to the game of credit scores. Varo is cutting 10% of their staff. Fairness as a service might become the next big thing in widening financial participation, thanks for Fair Play. Those are the headlines. Now let's take a bite out of them. Fintech company Tomo Credit is making waves after they raised $22 million in Series B funding on a mission to make credit scores a thing of the past by using its own unique underwriting algorithm, focusing on serving credit-invisible consumers. While truly unique, their business model is pretty risky as they make their profit only from interchange fees charged to merchants, never from customers themselves. So far, they are reporting just a 0.11% default rate, considering that American Express reports an average default rate of 2.5%. The first U.S. neobank to be awarded a de novo charter has laid off more than 10% of its staff in a bid to extend their runway. The loss of these 75 jobs has achieved their aim, but only by 9 days. Cutting back on marketing spend will also be vital for Varo, who spent an impressive $38.6 million on their marketing efforts in just the first quarter of 2022. However, cutting marketing will mean slower growth, which is certainly not what the company needs right now. Fairness as a service fintech, Fairplay, has completed their Series A funding round with $10 million. Fairplay was launched in 2020 to provide algorithmic solutions to lenders, which help to ameliorate bias in their creditworthiness models. Fairness as a service is a brand new area of fintech and is indicative of a huge leap forward in the perceived commercial value of financial inclusion. Fairplay has created AI programs that mitigate the existing algorithmic bias against lending to women and people of color, as well as other stigmatized groups. That's the latest from the News Bites. Catch you on the next one.
Support for this podcast comes from Yield Street. Trying to time the stock market can lead to regret. At Yield Street, our alternative investments are designed to create predictable secondary income streams, providing you with tools to help put your money to work immediately. These investments in asset classes like art, real estate, and legal finance typically have low correlation with the stock market and target annual yields up to 7 to 10%. Welcome to the next generation of investing. Welcome to Yield Street. Sign up today at yieldstreet.com.